Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 316 for February 26th, 2012. I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And the song you're listening to is New Day by David Arkenstone. And it's from the album Sketches from an American Journey. Now you might be wondering, this is not a music show. But we had some independent artists to the show to give some variety here and give some exposure to these artists who otherwise don't get the exposure. So we like the variety and we like to help out these independent artists. But the show is all about the travel business. So stay tuned because coming up in the show is an exciting announcement about the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And along with the announcement, we have a very special guest who's going to let you know about the National Association of Career Travel Agents. Well, I want to thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing if you're subscribing to the show over at iTunes. And that is a great way to get the show. Just go over to iTunes, hit the iTunes Store up at the top, and the podcast button also at the top of the webpage once you get into the store, and search for Travel Agent, and you'll see the Home Base Travel Agent Show come right up, and you can hit the subscribe button right there next to the show's listing. And you can also find out more about the show. If you're not there already, you can find out about the show at hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. And you can always reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. We love to hear from our listeners, and we love to get your feedback about the show. Make any additions or changes or take into account any suggestions that you may have for future topics on the show. So I want to thank you for that. Also, once you get over to the show's homepage at hometravelagent.net, you'll find the archives of many of the shows going back about 3 years, and you can listen to all the past shows, or there's a tag cloud over on the right-hand side of the page, and you can click on the subject that interests you, and all the shows related to that subject will pop up, and you can narrow it down even further and look at the show title and listen to things that are really of interest to you as a travel professional or as someone that's interested in the travel business. Now you can check out the Home Base Travel Agent Show on Facebook, and the Facebook address is www.facebook.com/HBTA, facebook.com/HBTA. So check us out over on Facebook, come over and like us, and feel free to post and comment. We enjoy that too. Okay, what I want to do is get into the co-hosted segment, and we're going to do a little introduction here within the co-hosted segment. Lorraine will take it away, and then our guest will pick it up from there. So here we go. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, everybody. And we're happy to be back for another week of exciting information in the travel business. And we have an exciting announcement coming up for you on today's show. And a part of that announcement is the guest that we have here today. And we also have Lorraine Romero with us again as the co-host. And Lorraine, take it away and introduce our guest.
Well, thank you, Barry. As our listeners know, Barry does the hard part of the job. He does the producing. He does all the editing, the mixing, and uploading of our podcast. My job is to get the guests. I love what I do on the show. I bow to his technology ability, and he is excellent in what he does. So together, it brings for us a wonderful podcast, and which means that we can bring on wonderful guests. Today's guest is the new VP of NACTA. She came on a couple of months ago, which we are very honored to have her on the show, and she will be making an announcement for us. Her name is Anne Van Whalen, and I know I just heard her name, Anne. I'm sorry. I even wrote it out phonetically. but Anne, welcome to the show, and let's have our listeners get to know you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you came from, and how you started in this industry. Sure, will do. Well, first of all, though, thank you, Barry and Lorene, for having me on. This is my first podcast, and I'm honored to do it with both of you. So just to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm born and raised in Seattle, Washington, three generations of family here out here in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm a Husky fan, attended the University of Washington, and got right into the travel industry right out of college. So I started working with Holland America Line, who's located here in Seattle, and where I really got my start.
Well, nice. And so you were a travel agent. Did you work with agencies? Were you on your own? How did you get in the industry?
Yeah, how I got into the industry was I always had a fascination of different places and destinations and wanting to get out. And I knew that if I sought out a career in the industry, I might be able to fulfill that dream. So I started working at Holland America. Oh, back in, I want to date myself here, 1988 is when I got into the industry and started answering telephones. So I was a reservation agent taking bookings for the Holland America ships in the Caribbean and Alaska, and really worked my way up through the industry as a reservation agent and an inside agent, sales agent, and with a DSM in Chicago between 1990 and 1994. And there I met some wonderful travel agency owners and really enjoyed my career in the field as a district sales manager with Holland America, and then came back to Seattle. I missed my home and got married and started working in the national accounts department, working with the bigger consortiums. And then from there moved over to a company called Virtuoso, where I worked for 9 years, 12 years Holland America, and then 9 years at Virtuoso before coming to NACDA.
Very nice. So you've definitely got experience of being on the road as well as in the front lines. That's wonderful to hear. So tell us a little bit about what brought you to NACDA. I know that's a very recent change, and I really want to give a shout out to an article that just came out on you, and I will make sure Barry has the link in his show notes. It's a headline saying, "Exclusive from NACDA, travel professionals get a new champion." I love that. And it is the lead story on the Travel Agent Central. So congratulations on that. It was a great article. Tell us a little bit about what brought you on there and where we're going to go with you.
Okay. Thanks, Lorene. Yeah, I was really excited about the article, too. It's always fun to do those and talk a little bit about your about yourself and your history and kind of your vision of how you want things to go. But how I ended up at NACDA was with my experience at Virtuoso. When I first started with them, I would negotiate a lot of the cruise and tour wholesaler contracts on behalf of the membership. So I did that for about 5 years. And then I moved over to the member side of the business. So I was vice president of member sales. And really, that's what I was very passionate about. While I love the supplier products and destinations and negotiating those contracts and offers and commissions for the members, I wanted to work hands-on with the travel agents. So moved over to become vice president of member sales at Virtuoso, where I was fortunate to have 4 years of wonderful experience and knowing really the different types of agencies that were out there, multinational, multi-regional, host agencies, working with independent consultants directly, had an opportunity to do that. And that's really where my passion comes from, is working directly with the agencies at the point of sale. And I took a break from Virtuoso and decided to spend some time with my family. But before I left, I had good fortune of working with Tony Gonchar. So Tony and I had both worked together at Virtuoso. And when he accepted the job at ASTA and knew that I had taken some time off to be with my family, which was not too long because I wanted to get back into the business and working full-time again, he gave me a shout and asked if I was interested. And I said, absolutely. And when he described really the role and responsibility and working directly with independent consultants, I was this is right up my alley. I mean, it couldn't have been a better fit. I was so excited about it. So, of course, I went through the interview process, and here I am today.
Wow, that's wonderful. How exciting. You know, talk about 6 degrees of separation.
I'm sorry?
So I was just saying, talk about 6 degrees of separation, that when, you know, life-changing events happen because of people that you've had association with in your past. I think it's wonderful.
Yes.
So for our listeners who aren't familiar with NACTA, why don't you give us a little information about what NACTA is, a little bit about the history, and maybe what's an inkling of maybe what some of your plans are for the next couple of months.
Sure. Well, NACTA, for those that don't know, is the National Association of Career Travel Agents. And the members really, we have a very diverse network of members. And I've had the good fortune of getting to know many of them either over the phone or through our chapter director monthly meetings, where I can hear them, hear some of their comments, some of their vision and what they want to do. And really my role in this first 3 months on the job is to assess all areas of the company, everything from the staff, a small staff that I have. I have a staff of 3 and a part-time person. Understanding their roles and responsibilities and contributions, and see where I can help direct and shape them for career growth, as well as our 42 chapter directors. And I recently got off the Oasis of the Seas at the end of January, where I had spent time with a good 17 of our chapter directors and one-on-one and meeting with them and hearing what they love about NACTA and what they want to continue and what they want to improve on. We had some excellent workshops on board. So I got some good feedback again during this assessment time from the chapter directors, as well as I mentioned our monthly conference calls. So really my work in this first 3 months will be assessing all of the great things that NACTA is doing and figuring out how we're going to build on that. I believe everything is here, everything's in place. It just needs to be maybe a bit more structured and organized, maybe bring more current some of the programs that we have. And so the tools are there for the independent consultant, for the travel professional. I guess that's really what I want to do, is ensure that they are working with the very best tools and they have the best education and training programs to help them succeed with their business.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned you have a very small staff. I had the opportunity to meet some of them last October when I was on the NACTA annual conference. Okay, that's hard to say. And, you know, if you don't mind, just taking a minute to talk about each of the staff just a little bit, because those of us who are members will get messages from these people. And, of course, you know I know Bob, and I just think that the listeners who are NACTA members might like just a little bit to know who the person is they're getting messages from, other than their name. And since it is a small company and it is very family-like, if you don't mind, just kind of virtually introducing each one of them.
Sure. Our two stars, of course, on the team, Lisa Watson is our Director of Marketing and Events. So I rely on Lisa to help me with putting together the Agent Life magazine that we have. Our circulation on that is 4,500 people that enjoy that magazine, and Lisa's a key part of helping us get that magazine out 6 times a year, as well as our eZine, which is our electronic newsletter that goes out 2x a month. And Lisa's up in Michigan, and she's been with NACTA probably the longest of anybody on the team. So I've been relying on her background and expertise and, you know, why we did things previously and do we need to keep doing those now. So for me, Lisa's been a great sounding board to turn to. She also is responsible for helping Bob with meetings and events. New this year, we have our first international conference in China, and that's coming up in September. And Lisa's been instrumental in helping to get the negotiations with that and information out the door as far as registration. So again, Lisa Watson, very, very good star on our team, if you will. And then Bob Duglin is down in Florida. And Bob helps out with the training and education as it relates to the seminars at sea and destinationals, as well as fam trips. So I really enjoy working with Bob, is because he's has great relationships, not only with the South Florida chapter and the other 41 chapter directors great relationships there, but also with our supplier partners. And I was able to experience that firsthand with Bob. My first day on the job was January 3rd, and I flew down to Florida to meet with Bob on the 4th, the very next day. And Bob and I had an opportunity to ride around the car and meet with the suppliers. And he just is a very likable guy, easy to do business with, very smart, very connected, personable, and works on the, as I say, the educationals and the fam trips to bring these unique experiences to our members.
And so you have Lisa and you have Bob. Anybody else on your staff?
Yeah, Lisa and Bob, and then Arlen King is our member sales coordinator, and she's also up in Michigan. And the members may hear from Arlen when they have a member question. They might email in to the NACTA site, or they may call directly, and the first person they're going to get a hold of would be Arlen. So Arlen is responsible for the member questions and inquiries that come in, as well as helping me with administration reports and new membership and renewals and things like that. So, again, Arlen's on our team. And then the other person that's helping out part-time is Don McGahey, who works with Bob down in South Florida. So as you can see, we have Michigan covered, we have South Florida covered, and we have Seattle. So we're all working virtual as well.
Excellent. You know, actually, you just reminded me when we were talking before we hit the record button, the word virtual came up in a very important way. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. As far as the staff, all of us are working virtual. The term, you know, it has pretty much evolved. I mean, if you look at it, we used to use the term inside agent and outside agent. I remember that from my days when I worked in Chicago with travel agencies. Oh, they're outside or they're inside. And then the term home-based. You know, we refer to the term home-based quite a bit. Independent contractors, of course. But my thinking really is on it that many people now work virtual. And you have the term home, of course. We work out of our homes. We work in many different locations. But it's easy to be very mobile with all of the technology that we have at our fingertips, the very light iPads and laptops that are out today. It's pretty easy to set up shop just about anywhere. I mean, I have a friend of mine who even sets up shop. He's an executive at a local Starbucks, you know, brings his laptop and his cell phone, is able to get business done. So I think wherever you're very comfortable and where you're comfortable meeting your clients, it's a good way to set up your business.
I think that's a very honorable distinction, because sometimes people get confused when you say home-based. Well, does that mean you work in your pajamas? No. Does it mean you work all the time? Yeah. I don't know about you, but I have been known to email my clients at 10 o'clock at night. Right now I have a client in Australia, and guess what? Our time zones are way off from one another. So if I worked in your typical brick and mortar, he and I wouldn't be able to work together. So I like the term virtual agent. It gives a lot more respect to the term than home-based, because people have an image of home-based that I don't know where it came from.
Absolutely, and that's why we have the term career in the term NACTA, in NACTA, National Association of Career Travel Agents, instead of home-based. We're really focusing on that as a profession, a group of travel professionals versus just home-based.
Exactly. And in the latest issue of Agent Life, which just came last week, and it's one of my favorite magazines. I have other magazines. Any of our listeners know I'm also a kind of a, I wouldn't say a propeller head, but I'm interested in the geeky stuff, the iPad and the iPhone and technology. But actually, one of my favorite magazines is Agent Life, and I've met Lisa, so it's good to know who puts it together. And it's NACTA celebrating 25 years as an association. I think that's amazing, and it's great that you're on at this time. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, 25 years, where did that time go?
It's hard to believe, 25 years and still growing strong and coming up with relevant programs and different things. But I agree with you, Lorraine. I really like this magazine, and that was one of the things when I came on board. I was taking a look at the marketing materials, and this one really caught my eye. I think it's so well done. It's something that definitely we're going to continue to do. We were able to call out on this last issue, as you mentioned, the 25 years that we're celebrating. And also with this magazine, what I like about it is we're able to be the voice of our members and our chapter directors. So you'll see with this magazine how I want to continue to improve on it is to do interviews with our valuable members and give them more of a voice within the magazine, use testimonials and examples and places they've traveled, and make it even more, bring it closer to home, if you will. So a lot of good experiences in there that are going to be highlighted by our members themselves.
Exactly. And one of the other things that you have created not too long ago, and as far as I'm concerned, members aren't utilizing it enough, is your Facebook page. Listeners would know me in the past when Bob did the Big Island Fam, and he's very infamous for having serious master programs going on each of the islands. And they're not, you're not going because you're having fun. You're not bringing your spouse. You're there to work. I know that there's a couple of master programs coming up in the near future. But one of the things that I did to give back was, so I did a lot of the postings while being on the Big Island. And in fact, in the next short period of time, I will be up in Anchorage. And I think what I'll also do is post some of the photos that I take, because I'm an active member and I think it's important for travel agents locations to be able to get the sense of it, not just, oh, I read this article about it, but to experience from a fellow member what it's like to be in, hello, Anchorage, Alaska in March. What am I thinking? But I will be at the Iditarod, and I think that's important for people to see up front from somebody that they know. And I'll also be doing Run with the Reindeer. Barry and I were laughing about that because I may come home with a hoof print on my head, but it'll be fun. So, yes. And that's another avenue for NACTA and professionals to be able to connect with other professionals. It's on Facebook. You have a wonderful digest list, which is probably worth its weight in gold. Can you tell us a little bit about the digest list that you provide for travel agents?
Are you referring to the NAD, the NACTA Agent Digest? That I learned from the members and chapter directors. That is one of their favorite tools, because what it does is it allows them to connect with one another and ask questions. So somebody might have expertise on where to send a family group on a particular island in the Caribbean, and one agent might not know for sure, and she or he can put the question out, and all of a sudden they'll get 10, 12 responses back and make a recommendation for them. So I've heard definitely from the membership that that's a valuable tool, that they can put questions out there and they immediately get a response back from a fellow agent. So yes, the NACTA Agent Digest is something that I want to continue to do. But again, that's another example of building on it, is to try to build a blog site, hopefully in the near future, where the members can come into the site and exchange ideas, and we can capture those as well in real time.
Excellent. Nice progression you have of working old tech and new tech together. I like that. I hope I can assist in that at some level. And speaking of connection, you have an announcement to make for us.
Yes, I do. We are thrilled that Barry and Maureen will be our affiliate. They are a new NACTA affiliate. The home-based travel agent show is now an official NACTA affiliate, and we couldn't be more happy to have you on board as an affiliate and have this program and service, in the hopes that more NACTA members will become familiar with your offering and your show and become followers.
Great. Thank you. Barry, who's being quiet in the background, for the listeners that are new and only hearing about us now because Anne's interview, give us a little bit of inkling about, you're a new listener, how to subscribe, how to be able to get the recordings so that you can listen to them.
Sure. One of the popular ways to get the show is through iTunes. And if anyone has iTunes, an iPod, an iPhone, an iPad, They can use their iTunes software that they have on their computer to subscribe to the show. And the way that you find the show on iTunes is you go up to the iTunes store and click on the podcast section. And if you just do a simple search of Travel Agent, you'll see the show pop up in the search results. And there's a button there that allows you to subscribe to the show. And what happens then when you subscribe to the show, that anytime we produce and release a show out there to the world, it will show up in your iTunes, and it can automatically be downloaded into your iPad, iPhone, or iPod. So that's one of the popular ways. Now, if you don't have the Apple products, we're also available through the Blueberry Network, and that's BLUBRRY. That's Blueberry without the E's, and you can go there and listen to the show. And we have our own website at hometravelagent.net. That's Home Travel Agent, all one word, hometravelagent.net. And you can go directly there and you'll see the recent shows. There's an archive of the shows. There's also tag clouds, which means that you can click on a tag that has subject matter and click on that tag and get all the shows that were produced based on that subject. So if you're interested in training, you could click on the training tag and it will take you to all the shows where we've talked about training. So at thehometravelagent.net, that's a good way to go listen to the show. And I think that's pretty much covers how you can get to us. And I don't think I'm leaving anything out. Seems like I am.
We're going to call you out, Barry, on the NACTA Facebook page, too. So we're going to make sure we give you a good mention on that so the members know how to find you as well.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you. And we really appreciate the opportunity to become an NACTA affiliate, and that means a lot to Lorraine and I, and I know it's going to mean a lot to our listeners because, you know, that gives us opportunities to, you know, get more guests, get a wider variety of guests on the show, and provide more information to our listening community, our family.
Some of the past shows that he has archived that listeners would be able to find if they're doing a search, pretty much name the topic. We've had some valuable guests and trainers on. We've had people from Starwood. We've had people from Alaska. We've had people from Anchorage. We will be having Catherine Heeg on the show next week. And if you just do a search or click on, as Barry was saying, on one of the sidebars, look for marketing. There's several podcasts about marketing. We have topics such as different cruise lines. We've had David Stockard from Holland America on a couple of times. He's hysterical. He's very entertaining. You just let him go. You go, here you go, Dave, and he's off. We've had people from CLIA. So our show is really based upon getting training and educational for travel agents, and that's what we do. And Barry's hosted the show for over 6 years, and we're, again, like he said, very honored and privileged to be an affiliate, and thank you so much. Is there anything I left out, Anne, that you wanted to mention that I forgot to bring up?
Well, just a few comments I have. One, Dave Stockard. Who doesn't love Dave Stockard? He's fantastic, and I had the privilege of working with Dave, too, when I was at Holland America, and he always kept me laughing. So I hope that NACTA can do some work with him as well. And I've been impressed with looking at the guests that you've had an opportunity to interview with on your show. That's super. And the other thing I just want to say that when I came on to NACTA in this new role, that I'm so proud to be representing this group of travel professionals. I have good experience with my connections on the supplier side, and I'm very excited, and I'm looking forward to really matchmaking the suppliers with our members and maximizing it. How can we bring these two wonderful groups, wonderful supplier products, and these members, our members, NACTA members, that are so well connected in their communities, that they have books of business in their groups and their clients, and bring these two groups together in networking ways, whether they're through travel shows and webinars or our conference and international convention. And I just see so much opportunity here, and I just wanted to say that I'm excited to be here and get to know even more of our members.
Well, welcome to the NACTA family, and like I said, it is a family. Good or bad, dysfunctional or not dysfunctional, you know, family is what it is. And I am honored to be a NACTA member, and have met all of your staff, and you head up a motley crew. They are all different and fun and passionate about what they do. So you sound like you're a good fit. I'm looking forward to connecting with you also in the future. And thank you again for bringing us on. That makes me and Barry very excited to be associated with such a great group as you are. So what would be a good way for our listeners to contact you, Anne, if they would like more information or to be able to get more information about becoming a member of NACTA?
Sure. To find out more information about becoming a member of NACTA, of course, go to NACTA.com. There we have registration information, and you can check us out on our website, again, NACTA.com. And the best way to reach me is avl@NACTA.com, NACTA.com. So probably the best way to reach me, and I look forward to hearing from anybody that wants to contact me.
Excellent. Excellent. Barry, what's a great way for our listeners to reach you?
Well, they can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And the Home Based Travel Agent Show has a Facebook page at facebook.com/HBTA. And Lorraine?
I can be reached at sharptongue@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com. My agency name is Sharp Tongue Consulting for anyone who was going, why on earth would you have a weird email address like that? And that is why. But I can also be reached at Facebook. At Lorraine R. I will be posting photos from my trip to Anchorage, and I am working on my Facebook page for my business, and I'm working with Catherine Heeg on that. So hopefully I will get that up and going so I can separate my home life from my business life. I don't know if that's possible, but I'll do my best. Thank you again, and looking forward to our next interview with our next guest, who's going to be Catherine Heeg, in the next few weeks. Again, Anne, welcome to NACTA, and thank you again for being on our show.
Thank you so much, Barry and Lorraine. You guys are great, and I'm just really glad you're new affiliates with us, too. It's going to be a pleasure to work with you guys.
Thank you, and it's going to be a pleasure to work with you, and we're excited.
Okay. Have a super weekend.
You too.
Okay, thank you, Anne, and thank you, Lorraine, and Anne and your group over at NACTA. Thank you so much for extending the offer to become an affiliate member with NACTA. We really appreciate that. We look forward to the relationship, and hopefully we'll gain some more listeners out there as a result of the exposure that we get from NACTA, and hopefully NACTA will get more members as a result of the exposure that they get from the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. So it's a great relationship and beneficial to everyone, including the travel professional. So thank you very much. Now, in this show, I do have one news article, and this is an article from the Lake Country Calendar by Melanie Valuck. And there's a link to this article in the show notes. The article poses the question, what does it mean to be a travel agent? Now, this article captures some of the essence of what it means to be a travel agent. And take the phrase mentioned in the article, for instance, if you can dream it, we can make it happen. Now, this could be a great tagline for a travel consultant because that is what you do. And the article goes on to explain that a travel agent must be creative and work hard to turn their clients' dreams into reality. And you know, this is what separates you from the online booking engine. Now, the author says that she occasionally has a client come to her with a request that reaches beyond her imagination and points out a couple of, and in the article, she points out a couple of examples of this. And in one example, she talks about the Poseidon Resort, which is located off the coast of Fiji. And the Poseidon Resort is an underwater resort where your client's hotel room is actually 40 feet below the ocean surface. And the rooms are 70% clear, thick acrylic, and the lucky guests can view spectacular coral gardens and exotic marine life right from their hotel room. Now, as a travel consultant, you may want to explore your imagination and create a menu of exotic vacations for your clients. You know, sometimes clients come to you for ideas, and you may want to write about these exotic and adventurous destinations in your blog and on your Facebook page. After all, getting your name out there and getting associated with some of these things that people wouldn't otherwise think of and come to you to help you or to help them create their dreams is, after all, what you're all about. So the fun of being a travel consultant is making your clients' dreams come true and bringing those dreams to life. So that's the news article for today, and check out the actual article over at lakecountrycalendar.com, and the link to it is in the show notes, the home-based travel agent show notes. So with that, I want to wrap the show up, wish you all a great week, a great month, and we hope you have safe travels. Stay healthy, everybody, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Take care. Bye-bye.